Egyptians today are celebrating Shem al-Nosim. It's a spring ritual dating back to the time of the pharaohs. Smelling the breeze, as it translates in English, is one of Egypt's most popular holidays and one of its most odoriferous, as NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Cairo.
It's early morning, but Shaheen's fish stand in Cairo's Sayyida Zainab district is jammed with shoppers buying the Shem al-Nosim holiday staple, fisikh. The fish has to smell, says car mechanic Ahmed Bakri. If it doesn't, it's not good fisikh. Smell is somewhat of an understatement. The odor of fisikh is powerful enough to clear out a room. It begins as an innocent gray mullet, but is transformed into something else altogether. 50-year-old Umbaha Muhammad Abdulmenem buys her fisikh from Shaheen's, but she recalls how her mother prepared it. You cover it with salt and put it in the sun for a couple of days until it swells, she says. Then you wrap it up and put it in a can or a box and let it sit for 15 days. Sound appetizing?
No.
That's her son-in-law, Issam Ali, who says he has never touched the stuff in his life. Every year, the government warns Egyptians against poisoning themselves with bad fisikh and sets up hotlines to handle salted fish victims. But to Umbaha, the scent evokes strong associations. Spring. This is the smell of our spring celebration, she says. With temperatures hovering around 90 degrees, it felt more like summer today. But that didn't prevent Cairenes in the Shubra district, one of the city's poorest, from laying out sheets on just about any patch of green that could be found. Families tucked into meals of fish, boiled eggs, lettuce and onions, foods that in ancient Egypt were reportedly offered to the gods on this day. This holiday dates back to the time of the pharaohs, and we've been celebrating it ever since, says technician Gamal Aude. Egyptian historians say it commemorated the victory of the pharaonic falcon god Horus, son of Isis and Osiris, over the evil god Seth. Tradition says that when Horus triumphed, nature itself celebrated, with gardens turning green and flowers blooming. Leila Ali Ahmed, who comes from a family of farmers, says Shem al-Nosim has to be celebrated outside. If you are sleeping when the spring breeze comes, it'll pass you by, says Leila. So you must wake up early in the morning and catch the new air, and then you'll enjoy good health and peace. But she, like others, says this year's Shem al-Nosim is much more subdued than in the past. There are fewer people out, she says. There's little dancing and singing. It's hard to celebrate, she adds, when there's so much tragedy in Palestine. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.